Science fiction television fans in the 1950s got a surprisingly accurate vision of space travel. Years before the first manned flight, Walt Disney produced Tomorrowland. Now that tomorrow has become today, the old series is out on DVD. Commentator Andrew Chaikin watched the DVD set called Disney in Space and Beyond.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
When you wish upon a star.
Who would have thought that Walt Disney, the man who brought us Mickey Mouse, Snow White, and Bambi, would also show us with remarkable accuracy how we would explore space? To most people in the mid-1950s, that was science fiction stuff. But on Tomorrowland, Disney himself let us know it was only a matter of time before it became reality.
One of man's oldest dreams has been the desire for space travel, to travel to other worlds. Until recently, this seemed to be an impossibility.
The inspiration for Disney's space voyage came from a series of articles on space exploration in Collier's magazine. One of Disney's most innovative artists, Ward Kimball, had been following the series, and when he pitched the idea of a space show to Disney, he got a green light.
X minus 5 minutes. Clear the firing area.
At Disney Studios, Kimball rounded up a team of artists and craftsmen. To advise them, he brought in some of the space experts behind the Collier's articles, including German rocket pioneer Wernher von Braun.
Now here's a model, my design for a four-stage orbital rocket ship.
Soon they had enough material for three Tomorrowland episodes. The first, Man in Space, was broadcast on March 9th, 1955.
Three, two, one.
It was unlike anything Americans had ever seen on TV. For an hour, they heard about the challenges of launching satellites and sending humans into space.
At over 60 miles above the Earth, the crew members experienced the sensation of weightlessness for the first time.
Man in Space got rave reviews. President Dwight Eisenhower personally requested a copy of the show to screen for military brass at the Pentagon to help them understand plans to launch a satellite. But the Disney space program was reaching even farther into space.
As life on the station settles down to routine, the large reflecting telescopes will begin their work. One telescope is trained on our next objective, the moon.
In Man and the Moon in December 1955, viewers got to ride inside von Braun's moonship with a crew of actors as they blasted away from a spinning, wheel-shaped space station and headed for the moon.
RM-1 to Station 1. We are now seeing the Earth disappear behind the moon's rim. This will be our last radio message until you see us on the other side.
Looking back, the sets and costumes seem a little hokey, but overall, it's amazing how accurate Man in the Moon was. In fact, when the Apollo 8 astronauts made the first real lunar voyage in 1968, Wernher von Braun called Kimball and told him, "Well, Ward, it looks like they're following our script." By the time the third Tomorrowland space show aired in December 1957, the space age had begun with the launching of Sputnik, and suddenly, the idea of people going into space and to the moon didn't seem quite so far out after all. With NASA's plans to build a base on the moon and send humans to Mars, we're going back to the future Walt Disney and Ward Kimball showed us half a century ago. But it's the sense of wonder in these Disney space films that I hope we can recapture. Kimball, who died in 2002 at the age of 88, would like the idea that once again, we're following his script.
Andrew Chaikin is a science writer and a commentator for Morning Edition.